Well, it brings us to just before 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. It's a Tuesday morning. I think you know that by now. And what we do on a Tuesday is we talk to the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And today is no different. We're talking to Ms. Shonisani Nepalama, who is the Nutrition Science Team Leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And Shonisani, good morning on this Tuesday morning. I hope you're well.
Good morning, Wayne. I am well, thank you, and I hope you are well too.
Indeed, indeed. And talking about keeping well, we're talking about Heart Awareness Month, and it's celebrated during the month of September, so we're getting ready for it. Could you tell our listeners more about the campaign and the importance of this awareness drive?
Thank you, Wayne, and good morning to our listeners. The Heart and Stroke Foundation is a well-known organization, locally, regionally, as well as international. We are known for dedicating the entire month of September to heart awareness. The reason for this is because in South Africa currently, it is alarming that we are still facing a crisis of cardiovascular disease, with the South African statistics in 2020 highlighting that diabetes mellitus, hypertensive disease, cerebrovascular disease, as well as the heart disease, they were marked up into top 10 leading natural cause of death in South Africa. These conditions combined, they were estimated to contribute 17% of all reported death in 2020. So we as the Heart and Stroke Foundation, with the month of September, we aim to raise awareness as well as to make a significant impact on heart diseases. The reason for this is because we want to reduce the premature death of cardiovascular disease by informing as well as educating the listeners as well as our population about how they can reduce their risk for cardiovascular disease.
And Heart Awareness Month culminates on World Heart Day. Can you tell us a bit about this and what are the highlights that we're going to see on this day?
As you have mentioned, from the whole month of September, from the 1st until the 30th, we will be celebrating Heart Awareness Month, but it's going to accumulate into World Heart Day, which will be commemorated on the 29th of September 2024. So we as the Heart and Stroke Foundation, we aim to align with the World Heart Federation on World Heart Day with the theme of using heart for action. So the purpose for using the theme for Heart for Action, it goes beyond mere awareness, emphasizing the purposeful effort to drive meaningful change with regards to cardiovascular diseases. So we will embrace this theme as well as sustained collaboration and connectivity action to achieve the long-lasting impact that will help to reduce the of death or cardiovascular diseases.
And Shonisani, every year the Heart and Stroke Foundation has a different but related theme for Heart Awareness Month. What's 2024's theme and the subsequent week's themes for the month that we can look forward to?
For this year, for the Heart Awareness Month, we would like to highlight, or we are focusing on, primary focus is going to be on heart failure and also some key risk factors that may lead to this condition. So over a period of 4 weeks period in September, each week will be focusing on a different theme. So our theme are as follows for the whole month of September. On week one, we're going to focus on what is heart failure, which will be looking at different types as well as the symptoms of heart failure. On week two, we're going to focus on the causes of heart failure. And on week three, we're going to be discussing the management of heart failure and living with heart failure, with exploring with regards to what happens after a heart failure diagnosis, looking at the treatment as well as the management for the heart failure. Then moving to week four, which will also be accumulating into our World Heart Day, we'll be focusing on diabetes type 2 as well as the other risk factors for heart failure.
So
the reason for all this is just to make the listeners to be aware of what heart failure is as well as the risk factors so that they can be able to reduce their risk for heart failure.
And you mentioned heart failure. What are some of the statistics pertaining to heart failure in the South African context? And, you know, as South Africans, we probably in a lot of ways are not the healthiest country, especially when it comes to heart health and the like.
Yes, you are correct. We are one of the countries that has a high incidence of heart problems or heart diseases. So according to the World Heart Federation, there is an estimated over more than 26 million people that are already diagnosed with heart failure globally. This number is expected to be higher because there is a lot of people that are going undiagnosed with heart failure. And they estimated that the prevalence can go to above 37.7 million. The other thing is the heart failure worldwide is expected to rise by 46% from 2012 to 2030, and also it will double for each decade of life. The prevalence for heart failure is less than 1% for those aged below 40 years, and when you reach 40 years, it does increase by more than 40%.
Wow.
So coming back to the region of Africa, as well as South Africa, the World Heart Federation official journal Global Heart, they published the results in July, where they found that 53.7% of people in Africa, they have heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. And when it comes to South Africa, 225 people every day, they die from heart disease and stroke, and it is the second it is the second leading cause of mortality in the country.
And Shonisani, what message would the Heart and Stroke Foundation like to give to our listeners today?
The message that we would love to give to our listeners is that we are emphasizing the crucial importance of understanding your risk for cardiovascular disease, because if you do your regular cardiovascular disease, you are able to know your QHealth numbers, and also you're able to control as well as to manage those numbers so that they can be reduced if it's higher. So we advise people to go for the screening of blood pressure, blood glucose levels, as well as blood cholesterol and body mass index, because if they know the number, they can be able to work with making sure that it stays within the normal ranges. So our listeners can look out for the Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa healthcare professionals in provinces of KZN, Western Cape, and Gauteng throughout the month of September, because we have many activities that are planned in a community-based setting, and also we will be offering health talk as well as risk assessment that will help the listeners to be able to know how to reduce their risk of being diagnosed of heart failure, as well as on how to manage, as well as on how to control the cardiovascular disease that they're having to prevent further heart problems or even heart failure.
Right. So there are programs going on. And how can the Heart and Stroke Foundation be reached? I know you've got a lot of resource material and you've got some great websites material available. How do we get in touch with you?
Listeners can visit our website, the www.heartfoundation.co.za, for more resources. Or they can call us on our chat line at 021-422-1586, or even visit us on our social medias. We are on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Great. Shonisani, thank you very much. Have a great week, and we'll chat to you next week at the beginning of the Heart and Stroke or the Heart Awareness Month.
Yes, we'll speak next week again, and also we'll be covering the theme one of Heart Awareness Month.
Great. Thank you very much. Have a great week and looking forward to chatting next week, next week Tuesday.
Thank you, Wayne, and thank you to the listeners.
Thanks, Shonisani. Cheerio then. That's Shonisani Nepilama, who is the team leader, nutrition team leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, and talking to us today about Heart Awareness Month, which is coming up in September. So get that heart ready and keep it beating.